$1,000.
How much money are you going to make this year? Okay, wonderful. TK has a couple of quick announcements. Before he does, let me just tell you what Yardley is doing next. A lot of people are asking some questions. I just want to give you the answers before we do this, okay? One is, once you get the appointment, you're going to need to get some information from your customer. The name of all the business owners, proper spelling, if they have any partners and stuff, ask for the spelling of their names. You're going to also make sure you have the right information for the address, the phone number, the type of business, of course, and you're going to set up a demo. Any information that you ask after that is just confirming the appointment, letting them know you're going to confirm 24 hours in advance, right, to make sure that they know it's a firm appointment. You're going to make sure all the decision makers are present. You're going to ask for how much time, and you're going to show up on time, which means
15 minutes early.
And where's our rep specialist? And where are you going to be, on site or on the phone? On site or on the phone. You want to be even better? Can you listen to this? This is important. For those people that work a job and that customer says, I'm only available at 3 o'clock, and you cannot be on site, you cannot be on the phone, guess what? They'll do the demo for you anyway. That's a wow. Yeah. Wow. So guess what? They're going to do it anyway. So even if you can't be on site, even if you can't be on the phone, they're still going to do your demo. Isn't that incredible? You have no excuses for making appointments that you can't make it, because they'll still be there. Okay? I want you to also know our web, listen to me, our web specialist, have a symbiotic relationship with us. They get paid based on the number of sites sold, not how much they sell the sites for. Why is that important? Because they do this 40 hours a week. And they're more experienced than anyone in this room, even me, because that they do it more than I do. They've sold more sites than I've ever sold, because that's all they do, right? The best part is that they are awesome at follow-up. So even if you're not great at it, they are, because they get paid based on the number of sites sold. They have a base plus incentive. So why is that wonderful? Because they want to close that site as bad as you do. So it's a great relationship that we have with our web specialist, so we want to keep that. The other thing is, have good notes. If you know they're advertising, here's some key things I want you to know. If they're advertising, find out where they're advertising, what they're spending. The way you can do that is pull the publication, ask how much is for an ad, or quarter page, or half page, or whatever it is. Find out, get a range of where their money is. You'll have an idea. We had a demo for a company that was advertising this House magazine. It was a four-color ad. It came out every other month. The average ad for a full page, how much do you think it was? What?
$1,000.
$3,000. She's saying $3,500 for a one-time ad that was going to be thrown away after a while. $3,500. And that ad can just go in the garbage. Now, you can't tell them, don't advertise, that's stupid. You can't say it. They need to advertise. They need traditional means of advertising. But now, would you agree, if they had a website address, they'd leverage that advertising by having www.something on that site, and then after that magazine got thrown away, they're still online. People can still find them. That ad will last a lot longer with a lot more information. And maybe next time they do a half a page ad, because now they're putting some of their money into the internet. They don't need to spend as much. But don't ever negate what they're doing. They still need to do that. Okay? It also is important that you don't get into trying to explain about search engines and other stuff like that. You will not make money. You're going to get into questions. You're going to show them how smart you are, but you won't be making money. So you want to be smart, or you want to make money?
Money.
I wanted to make money too. I've already been smart and didn't make the money, so I got dumb. I dumbed it down and said, okay, I don't need to tell them everything. I just need to go and get the appointment. Because as soon as you start getting into too much detail of, oh, how, you know, you're getting ranked on the top of the search engine, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're already putting in, you can't promise anything. So don't start putting yourself where you can be vulnerable to have to set yourself up to deliver. It takes 3 to 6 months just to get indexed on a search engine. How long?
3 to 6 months
to get indexed on a search engine like Google and Yahoo and MSN. They'll get there faster by submitting monthly and using air tools. They'll get there faster by driving traffic through traditional ways to get their customers there. They'll get there faster by having the right content in their site, but can you guarantee that? No. And you know what? Those positions 1, 2, and 3, they're paid for. There's sponsored links, someone's paying pay-per-click or Google Ads or something else to be seen. So if you start thinking you're smart, you might get yourself in trouble where they might know more than you, and you get yourself in trouble. So we want to keep it simple. What are we selling?
Appointments.
And when we talk to people, what's the first word we say that opens any door?
Hello.
And what do we do with our mouth?
Smile.
Smile, right? And you're going to ask me what? How's?
What's that doing?
How's my website doing, right? And then you're going to be prepared to answer a couple more questions. You're going to have at least how many reasons why they need a website?
Five
reasons. You can overcome their objections, right? You're going to think like a business owner, and you're going to see how you help them do their business, and then you're going to set the appointment. Now that you're going to set the appointment, you are just going to show you how, but before that, we're going to let TK share a couple of things with you. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, this is one part of telling the best speakers they have diapers on, they don't need to rest. Here's one good thing. I have an awesome announcement to let everybody know because of the awesome turnout for this event. Everybody already know the next training we're going to have in the internet sector is the Internet UMO. So Kevin Bauman and I are really close. We're kind of like talking, which is he's the vice president of the company. Last time we were in our CEO's house, the CEO was explaining to us, Google will be explaining that our company will be finishing up with the Google pay-per-click to get announced in the next 2 months in our convention center. It's going to be the amazing sector because what happened is right now, based on what we know, we have over 800 companies are still waiting to partner up with us, and our PR department is slowly programming them in. And so what happened is within these past 3 months, our company has just increased with over 332 companies with more than 5% cashback, up to 35% cashback, right? So our company is growing really fast in the internet sector because of this awesome turnout for the WCT. Guess what? Yali is coming back for our internet UMO to explain how we're going to promote it together with us on Facebook, on Twitter, on your apps right here, the Apple iPhone apps. According to the market right now, Apple owns 65% of the mobile downloads. Within a year and a half, there's been more than 3 billion app downloads through the cell phone. So Market America is moving into the social networking and the advertising through the apps and downloads. So right here, Yali and I will be explaining the next internet UMO, but don't get your tickets now, you can get it later, okay? Because we want to concentrate on the training here, and you can get all your ticket on the way out, no problem, okay? So with next, he is telling you, he is so excited right now, and that he's going to be coming back because of the awesome crowd here, so let's give him some energy and bring him back up to be here for today.
Thank you so much. But no, I'm really happy and excited because I told TK I really wanted an opportunity to be able to work with him and be able to train with you guys. So I'm really excited because like I told you guys before, when you green you grow, when you write you rot. So I'm really looking forward to learning some things from TK as well. What we're going to be covering right now is the web center that I promised you guys before. In the morning session, we talked about the website, right, for some of the back end that you saw. You saw a video. If you didn't see the video, that's okay. You can get the DVDs online. You can order them from the back end of your web center. You can get them at the international convention if you're attending. I think the DVDs are anywhere from like $1 to $2 each. $5 if you buy one, 2 for $10, and of course, $5 to $10, or you can get like 20 of them for $20, which is absolutely amazing. You know what I'm saying? So you can get them from pretty much $1 each, so you're better off and get the international convention back at your web center, and feel free to, you can get that web center video and also the one that is for prospects and for web center owners at the same time. What we're going to be covering here is the back end of your web center. Just a quick show of hands again, how many web center owners have not set up their web center yet? Okay, so there's a few of you. For the people who are attending international convention, or for the guests in the audience, where you're planning on buying and purchasing a web center, what's going to happen is you're going to have to activate that web center. And when you do so, it's really simple. You're going to go to mawebcenters.com, and as a web center owner, you also have to become a Market America distributor or business partner of ours. So what happens is you're issued something called a 7-digit rep ID. That's your ID to log into the back end of unfranchised.com. That's different than the 9-digit distributor ID for the people that you have registered for today's class to put your 9-digit in. But when you do that, you go to mawebcenters.com, you put down the rep ID, and you click on Activate Web Center. If it's not ready yet, it won't let you. If it is ready, then it'll send you through the process. It's like easy to follow instructions. We're not going to be covering that for 7 weeks. It's that simple. We're just setting up a username, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be covering some of the things that you can change afterwards. Okay, in the back end. There's even a getting started guide on MAWC411. It looks like this. And if you notice on the blue at the top, it's the getting started guide. It's really, really big, like you can't even miss. My advice to you guys is do not share this with your customers or business owners. Do not have to go to this. Because on the conference calls, on the getting started guide, it shows you the price range when you're setting up your web center. So obviously you don't want business owners who are savvy on the internet to start clicking into things that you don't want them to click into, unless you want them to see the pricing structure. Okay, so you click on the getting started guide and it's in multiple languages. So for the people who don't read English and you can still see the screen, you'll see that it's actually in different forms of Chinese as well. So it walks you through on how to set up your web center. Is everyone with me?
Yes.
Okay, this is a typical web center screen for everyone who needs to know. And as a web center screen, this is what we're going to do on the front end. You can build a demo from the front end of your web center. Your web center is nothing more than a website itself. Okay? The domain name is the www.whatever. The domain name of your web center is www.mawebcenters.com/your username. A question usually comes out from the audience, well, should I be buying the www? Should I be buying or purchasing a domain name for myself? And the answer is, my recommendation is yes, absolutely. You should be purchasing one yourself. Why? Because do you guys think that is ylwconsulting.com or mawebcenters.com/LLYN? Which one sounds more professional to you? The first one, right? ylwconsulting.com, absolutely. Likewise for yourself. So my advice to you is to go buy yourself a domain name and then call up our technical support, remember the 800 number we gave you in the morning, and they'll help you set up and connect to your web center to your domain name. Everyone understand that? Okay, fantastic. Now, what you can do is when you click on it, you can generate prospects when you're building your web center. Because what happens is a prospect or a business owner can wander upon your website and they'll see build a website, okay, and they, oh, by the way, right here is where they can purchase a merchant account if they need to. They can click on the MasterCard needs sign, and then the application will come up so that they can fill out to become get a merchant account, which means the ability to accept credit cards. Okay, when you build a demo, it's really simple. You click on that build demo on the bottom left, and this information comes up. Enter your information, your name, the address. Your name meaning the business owner enters in the name, the business name, the address, the contact information. At the same time, they'll even mention there's different industries that are available to you. A lot of people ask, which industries, the hottest industries, which industries should I start with, right? Which businesses are hot? Well, it's really simple. It's the ones that you're patronizing, the places that you're shopping, the places that you're familiar with. So obviously, like Lisa said to you earlier, since we were customers of a pool, because we want to buy a pool, we know what we would want on a website as a customer, right? But if, does that make sense to you guys? So if you're approaching places or businesses that you're familiar with, you know what you want. So for those homeowners, for instance, if you want to sell to a landscaping site, I'm sure you would agree, if you own a home, you would know what you want on a landscaping site, because you as a customer would be shopping for certain things, right? Okay, so likewise, they are the hottest industries that are available. So that's your starting point. You can build as many websites as you want for free. It doesn't cost anything because they all expire and get deleted off the system in 60 days. So you can set up as many as you want. So you go ahead and check out the different industries. What's really cool about it is the industries will set up initially anywhere from 5 to 12 pages on a layout. And the best part about it is it gives you the verbiage behind it. It gives you what we call copy, which is the text. for that industry-specific web layout that you started with. That's pretty cool. So it's pretty much 80 to 90% done. All you have to do is, if the customer wanted it, is they can just take it over from there, maybe change out some pictures in the text, right? Okay. So you can even preview the design, and then what, like this, it pops up, and then what happens at that point, you just hit build my site, and it should take you a blinding second to do it, and then you're off to the races. That's how quick it is. Now, hopefully this makes sense to you. As soon as you build the website, this is what's going to happen. As a website owner, you will always receive an email at the back end giving you the username and password of the website that was set up through your website. Everyone understand that? Okay. That being said, when you do it from the online source, your default setting is set to something called normal build. That means when you go to set up your website, it will give you the username and password to the website that you just set up immediately on the screen. Does anyone see a challenge with that when a business owner comes and launches upon your site and decides to set up a demo for themselves? When's the first time the business owner should see the demo?
When it's done.
At the appointment, right? So that's why we're going to tell you right now, please set your default setting to contact build. I'll show you that in a moment where it shows on the screen. The default for you guys is normal build. Please change your default contact to contact build instead of normal build, all right? Now, because remember, you're still going to get the email anyhow, right? So here's the situation. There's different parts in the web center. You can go under tools, and then you have the website build option that you click on. Remember, the default is normal. You're going to drop down and click on contact. If you have any challenges where this is, you have access to the toll-free customer care too. Matter of fact, you have one extra toll-free phone number. That's 866-WEB-HELP. 866-WEB-HELP. That's your extra one, okay? Now, from there, guys, on your website build options, there is a default thank you message. And this one says, thank you for requesting a free demo of what our company can do for you to help you effectively leverage the internet with your business. You'll be contacted shortly to schedule a business presentation, a website walkthrough. You can customize that to whatever you like. That's pretty cool. You know what I mean? So the great news is really simple, guys. Not only do you not want your business owner to see it being created right away, we want to build a little bit of value. We understand it only took a blinding second to create the website demo. But at the same time, that's why Lisa didn't want you to necessarily, what, say, well, I can go home and I can go back to my office and set up a demo for you, like, in the next hour. You just want to look like you put a little effort into it. Right? Okay. So, from there, guys, it's really simple. We'll get to that in a moment. At everyone's website, at the top, there's a spot for username and login information. Now, please understand this if this makes sense. When it's the same place that your business owner goes to log into their back office, it's the same place you log into to go to your back office. Here's the difference. Every business, every website customer gets a username and password. Every website owner has a username and password. The only difference is really simple. When a business signs in with their username and password, it takes them to the back end of their website. When you sign in with your username and password, it takes you to the back end of your web center. Question to the audience, can I own a website and be a web center owner? Absolutely, you can if you want. If you're a brick and mortar store and you'd like to sell something else on the internet, feel free. You can buy. I would only advise that you do not sell to yourself a full retail, that would be kind of silly. Buy for yourself by a whole, at the smallest number, $299. Okay? So you can be both a website owner just like us and a web center owner because we're a product of the product, right? So the idea is, and we have two different logins. One that takes us to the back of the web center, one that takes us to the back end of the website. Is everyone still with me? Great. So now when we get to the back end of your web center, this is what it looks like. The navigation lines or links are repeated at the top of the drop-down. We'll show you this. The sales appointment is where you can schedule it. Just remember that we're going to show you how you can schedule your sales appointment. Remember the time and the demo for you, okay? The next thing is your account profile, the billing information for your web center. Toll-free customer care and your maintenance and management is only $35 a month. Not bad, right? This is really important. Only $35 a month to have complete access to set up as many demos as you want and have an entire sales team working for you. When was the last time you owned your own business and had an entire sales team and technical support team at your disposal Because how many employees do we have in the company?
100.
So when was the last time you owned a company had hundreds of employees available to you and it only cost you $35 a month? That is amazing, isn't it? It is absolutely incredible to me. Anyhow, you can manage your website from here, you can manage your customer website from here, okay? And at the same time, here's your domain email. At the top, you can see on the drop down, it's the same thing. Those arrows pointing, you know, to the same thing. So when you hit on profile, this is where you can change your contact information for your web center. All right, the next part is the billing. This is where you can put it in. We accept American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa to take care of your membership and maintenance fee on $35. Okay, domains and emails. Yes, we sell domains also. You can too. It's a little bit on the pricey side, to be honest with you. The great news is you're partnered with a company on the affiliate source called GoDaddy.com that you get IBD for. Isn't that cool? So I would strongly recommend it. It's a little bit cheaper, stuff like that. However, if you do sell domains here, you'll make a little bit of cash off of it. But just please remember, keep the main thing, guys. Lisa told you about the awning, didn't she? Right? So, yes? No? Okay. In the point of the website demo, it's really simple. This is where if you're on site, you're just like that doggy, right? Just smile and just smile and you're nodding your head. If you're on the phone, you might as well put it on mute. Because you are not to say a word. And it's that simple. You are not going to bring up anything. Even before the demo, you're not going to bring up anything. I understand the customer does not have a domain name yet. This is not the time to bring up the fact that, oh, by the way, before your website demo, you need to go and get a domain name. Oh, you don't know what a domain name is? That's a www, whatever. Now your customer turns around and goes, oh, okay, wow, IBM.com is not available. I can't believe that. I'm going to have to find something else. We have a situation where a person actually spent $10,000 for an awning. And also they mentioned to the fact that, oh, don't forget, you've got to put your website name on everything. And the guy turned around and goes, oh my God, I just spent 10 grand on an awning. Now I'm going to have to spend another however many thousand. You know what? You need to put it on hold. You guys understand? You took them off the beaten path because you made them think about other things. The main thing is anything is get the appointment, let the product specialist, get the sale through, then you can follow up with everything else afterwards. That includes the merchant account. Do not get into the merchant account stuff. Okay, that is not the main thing. It's that simple. All right, now, on top of that, managing your customer websites, when you click on that, you'll see all the websites that were developed within your web center. Now what happens is, it's the name of the customers on the left, their email address if you need to get in touch with them. Under the website name, there's different features that you can do. You can look at the website if you'd like. The next thing that you can do is you can edit the website. If you wanted to edit client's website, you could do so just by from your back office. The next thing is it gives you the ability to edit the BB placement. Hopefully this makes sense to you. You can change the BB on the sale of the website and then the reoccurring. We get 200 BB for the sale of the site, and since you're paying a month up front on the reoccurring, you get 25 BB every single month that they're with us. See, guys, we want to earn their business. So we go month to month. We don't have any yearly contracts or anything like that, like other companies do. We want to earn their business on a month-to-month basis. So obviously, after the sale is done, then of course that would drop off. And the only thing you change at that point would be the reoccurring part of the website. Is that right? Okay, great. The rules of BB placement are the same as a Market American distributor, which means you could, just a quick review, you can place a BB in any of your business development or BDCs, or you can place it as any of the people that you personally brought aboard in their original business development center. Right? Does that make sense? Okay. So from there, guys, you can also edit the pricing from that point. Because I'm going to be showing you the default pricing mechanism that you can set the default price for all the future websites that you set up. However, on each individual line item, you can modify the pricing as well, individually. Okay? Now, under the web centers, there are sales documents. We have the ability that if you're graphically challenged, we even have business cards that you can go ahead and print out. Now, obviously, if you're not creating, put it on cardstock or business card stock, put in a little bit of preparation. We like using other companies. You know, Business Print's a hot company that you can use because they're relatively inexpensive. You get like 250, 500 cards for like free. The only difference is on the back of the card, and also be careful, it says, this card is free from businessprint.com. I know you're laughing, but this is really serious information. I'm assuming that everyone's going to ask at least $1,000 to $1,500 for a website, right? Okay, so that, let's get something straight. You're asking for the website sale when they walk them through it for at least $1,500. You're giving a customer your a business card that says free and just a print on the back. So it's a little tacky. Spend the $10, they get the $1,000 card. You guys understand that? Now I understand the technical gurus out there. Yes, you can't delete that, but for the people who don't know how to delete it, spend the $10, they get the $1,000, right? So they even have the matching brochures for you. So they can color code the business card to get the brochures if you like it, all right? The credit card authorization form. There's a spot that you can print out the authorization. So everyone here in the audience, pretty much, I'm assuming, has used a credit card before, and you've got to sign away your life on it, right? There's nothing more than an authorization to say, yeah, I acknowledge the fact that this is what the charge is. Well, likewise, in the website sale, there's an authorization form that they can that you can print out to give to your website customer after the sale is made. Just authorizing that they acknowledge the fact that the sale is, you know, they're signing off on it, okay? Now, if you're on site, bring it with you, but do not give it to them until the site is sold. If you're on the phone and the site is sold, I don't care if you're fax, email, do whatever you need to do to get them the authorization form. Just make sure that they return the original to you, okay? So we'll show you that in a moment, too. Now, under the website public information, it repeats itself again. So here's your contact information that shows up on your web center. The next thing is you can change your design. Ladies and gentlemen, you have 15 web center skins that you can design your web center from. These are what we call templates by definition. If you ever talk to a customer out there and they're dialoguing with you, they're going to ask you, are your websites templates? The answer is no. We have starting layout. A template by definition is like these, the 15 that you guys are limited to, is you can maybe swap out a picture or change the text, but nothing is mobile. You can't move anything around. That's what we have in the web center. But our website solutions, you start with a layout, and then it's left to the creative imagination on what you can do with it, right? On changing it. So whatever you would like to do it. Here's the contact and normal build again. And then, of course, here's the pricing schedule. This is setting the default pricing schedule moving forward on every website that you're building, okay, that they're setting up. It starts with whatever your number is. Now, I'm assuming everyone's using product specialists or the web center specialist or website specialist to do it. Here's what you need to do. Write this down, and when you get to it, I'll explain to you later why. If you know of a customer who does not want e-commerce, you will please set your default price into $18.99 with a gold package. $18.99 with a gold package. If you know a customer wants e-commerce, which means they want a product catalog, please set it to $2,499 with a Platinum Plus package. Here's the reasoning behind it. Hopefully this makes sense to everybody in the audience. The average, $18.99 with a gold package, design center package, and then $24.99 with a Platinum Plus package. I'll show you the packages in a few minutes. And we'll get to why, you know, why those numbers. Here's the situation. Every single day, they close sites day in, day out. And they close them anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 day in, day out. The product specialists will ask for the top dollar based on what I just told you. They're going to start at $18.99. Anybody in the audience have a challenge if they sold it for $18.99 instead of $14.99? Are you okay with that? Okay. It's easier to start high and work your way down than to start low and add back up, right?
Yes.
Just know that. Now, at the same time, check this out. We give 90-day financing. That's pretty cool. Free. Interest. No interest. Which means they put down a down payment of at least $299 plus the coverage of the design center package, and then they finance the difference across the next 3 months with no finance charge. That's pretty cool. All right? So that's all built into for them, or maybe left their payment in full. Here's the default BD placement setting. A lot of electricity, but anyhow, so this is setting up all the BD for each website in the future. The default BD for the website owners out there that have a website, be careful. Your default pricing is set to $6.99, and your default BD placement is on your 001. So you might want to reconsider moving those two numbers. Okay, what are you going to do? So you might want to go back when you get back home or change it, okay? There's even sales reports that go over the different websites that you sold, the hosting, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of management, the link with websites. A lot of different reports out there. Okay? Now, I promise you, on everybody's web center, guys, All right, right here is a partner program. When you click on it, this is what happens. It actually goes through and explains to your business owner the partner program that we offer. Remember we were talking about in the morning? And at the bottom, it's just contact, email, phone number, business, and obviously the website address they're providing has to have e-commerce on it. And it says specifically that someone at North America will get in touch with that business owner. So isn't that easy? All you have to do is introduce it to the program, and then the marketing team at North America will take care of it on your behalf. That's pretty neat. Okay? And then you can look forward to having that, you know, business partner or business owner become one of our affiliate stores. Okay? And they'll even be able to participate, as you see, in the universal shopping cart that they can have one-stop shopping and check out. Now, additionally, on the right side, on the top right, anywhere in the website, anywhere in the web center, there's a help feature. When they click on help, no matter what page you're on, guys, this is what's going to happen. The help is going to pop up to that exact page. The online manual instructions, well over 1,000 pages, is very comprehensive and covers every aspect of our web center and our websites that we sell to the customers and stuff like that. So that's what makes sense what you can do. There's even a live chat at the help. Remember I told you can have an instant messenger. The live chat also gives you the telephone number. So don't worry about it. If you didn't get a chance to write down the numbers and you don't even remember the numbers, that's okay. When you click on help, it gives you the phone number. So that's pretty cool. It's all built in for you. Now, how is it to schedule the appointments for the product specialist? It's really simple. Remember the sales appointment at the top that you click on, which is right here, sales, schedule sales appointment? You just click on it, or you click on sales calendar, and you click on the 4.0. This looks like Microsoft Outlook, guys, and you see what's going on, right? You just click right into the appointment wizard down here, and this is what you start with. There's 9 simple steps for setting up the demo. Let me walk you through the demo first, go through the packages, and then I'll give you a step-by-step in case you get a little confused on what's going on. Okay? It is important when you, before you get to the physical date and time of the demo, that you have a website physically built, set up, demo, for the purposes of the demo. Hopefully this would make sense for everybody, because you need a website demo. Okay? So, the first step is to put your contact information on where they're going to get in touch with you prior to the call, whether you're on site or not. Then you're going to determine if you're going to use a new contact or create an existing, use an existing contact or create a new one in case you haven't put it into your contact manager yourself on your web center. Either way, let's just say for the sake of argument, if you're going to create a new one, you can just punch in the new person's name. So that would be the business owner. We're entering all the information about the business owner on that contact. From there, we can just put down where we heard them from, you know, where we got the name from, whether word of mouth, web, whatever the case may be, don't worry about it, okay? That's for your personal reference. From that point, guys, you're going to put down, check this out, this says attendee 1 and attendee 2. It's a dual purpose. For the existing web center owners out there, and you have some guests out there, or the people interested in selling websites, you might be interested in hearing a live demo, wouldn't you? So the idea is if you can partner up with one of your website, you know, owners and stuff, web center owners, they can put your name and title and contact number, so now they'll freeway you. So if TK wanted to sit in on one of our, if he was on our business partner, he wanted to sit in on the call, I can have the product specialist do a freeway with me, TK, and then with the business owner. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can go out to the two of them. Or, if you remember, you need all the decision makers in the room at the same time. Maybe it's impossible because they're in different states or locations, right? So now you can have them, what, tied in to up to 2 other attendees. So they'll do the 4-way or 5-way call for you guys. That's pretty cool. So they'll tie everybody in together. The next thing you want to do, obviously, is figure out what type of website you want. This gives you the industries that you're picking from, right? And the colors, go ahead and preview it. From there, it will automatically, on the fly, create the website because you're in the middle of the appointment wizard. They'll create the website and give you the URL, domain name, and you can look at it, and username and password. Don't worry about it. You still get an email. This one, you're on the back end of your back office, so you're going to get on the screen popped up right away, the username and password. You're still going to get an email. Remember that. No matter what happens, you will always get an email of the username and password and the website you set up. Then the next thing is the pricing pops up. It starts with your default pricing, but now, right on the fly, you can change the price right then and there if you want. Because, in other words, they know that you're setting up a website, you already talked to your business owner, and this is one of those that you might want to just change the price on the fly. Because you know, as an example, that you want to ask for more money, or you know that you have to go lower, because you just know it. Because of the relationship that you've developed with everyone. By the way, Does the morning and the early afternoon session help you guys a little bit?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you guys realize, hopefully, that you came here? I understand where it's all about setting the appointment for the website, but did you guys realize, and hopefully this will help you in your endeavors in the future, I don't care if it's OPC3, I don't care if it's your JOB, I don't care if it's, you know, whatever it is. Do you guys understand that this can help you with other things besides websites?
Yes.
Great. Because that's why we wanted you here. Because Market America doesn't have any formal sales training. And the difference, I know some of you guys are naturals, but the idea is the difference between great and excellence is this much. And if we can just bring you up one notch, at least one notch, that's all we're asking from you, okay? And we're hoping for a lot more, obviously. You can even change, if you know they have to do finance, you need to change it right away. So that's why we want to thank you for coming, by the way. Also, we have the time schedule. It gives you the time schedules that are available. And I know some of the audience has done very well. Well, now if I get to this appointment, whether the time slot's not available, and I originally told the business owner 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and it's not there, that's okay. You're in front of the computer. Then you drop. Has anyone ever gone to a doctor's appointment and had it rescheduled?
Yes.
Yeah.
They called you up. Well, likewise, do the same thing, but this is your excitement that you got to get across. Because tomorrow, you know what? The time it took to get from your place of business back to my office, that appointment was taken up. That's amazing. So many people are looking for our website solution. You know what? Let me reschedule right now. How? Whatever time you want to pay. The time you're sitting in front of the counter. Does everyone understand that?
Yes.
Do not sit there and go, darn, I can't believe it. And then curse yourself out. And then start complaining. No, you got to get excited. There's a lot of people looking at this for this website solution, right?
Yes.
Now you pick your time out, and then you can just preview it. Just to double check. Because there will even be a follow-up appointment confirmation email sent out on your behalf. That's pretty cool. Okay? On top of that, the almighty step 8. This is the most important part on the appointment wizard. The reason for it is really simple. This little comment section, if you notice, it's only about this big. On the computer, it's only like this big. Yes, it does expand a little bit. This is your opportunity to put the Cliff's Notes version, the short version. This is not War and Peace. Okay? For the Asians out there, War and Peace is like, from what I understand, is a book like this thick. And small, tiny writing. The Cliff's Notes is like a little pamphlet. So the idea is this is your opportunity to put as much as you pertinent information, right, about your website customer and potential, what excites them, what they're looking for, what they're not looking for. This is your opportunity to say, you know what, they want e-commerce, they want a product, they don't want a product catalog. You guys understand that?
Yeah.
If you put in they don't want a product catalog, they won't talk about it. We understand it's in the features and benefits, but they won't talk about it. Because the moment they start talking about something that the customer doesn't need, the customer is going to ask for a discount. You guys understand that? You don't want to talk about an e-commerce package that's worth at least $8,000 to $10,000, and then the customer goes, I don't want it. I want an $8,000 to $10,000 discount. It's already incorporated in the website solution. You can't do anything about it. It's not like we can take it out. Okay? So you want to put as much pertinent information. The business owner's favorite color is blue. If there's a specific salesperson that you're interested in that you've been working with, a product specialist, is Brian available? Is Sue available? If they're available, I would like to have them on the call, and they'll try to do their best to get on the call for you on your behalf, because you've developed that one-to-one relationship with the product specialist, right? So it's whatever you want to do. You can just put anything you want. The business owner drives a Lamborghini, and he has wall-to-wall Italian marble. Guys, this is really important for you to understand. We all understand that just because they have it doesn't mean they're willing to part with it, right? It's not how much you make, it's how much you save. Okay? So that's the goal of what the product specialists are there for to do for you. They are the ones responsible in building value into our software solutions. Everyone understand that, right? Okay, so from that point, the last step is to verify, because you have to check off all the boxes before you can continue on. You're verifying that you're scheduling and a firm appointment that all the decision makers are going to be there, that at the same time you're giving the product specialist during the point of the demo to go as low as $9.99, okay, without your permission. To go as low as $9.99. You're giving them permission ahead of time to go as low as $9.99 without your permission during the call. If it has to go below that point, okay, it's $9.99 plus the design center package. If it has to go below that, that's where you come into play. That's why you want to be on the phone, because if it had to go below that, that's where they'll turn around and, you know, and say, Ken, you know, what can we do? What can we do for this customer? And it's up to you, because you're a business owner, of how much you want to go any lower. They don't understand that. Okay? So, then you click on finish and you're good to go. Your website appointment pops up on the calendars. You're booked that slot.
Anytime you need to modify up to 24 hours, you can just click on the link and then up comes your appointment. At the top, it says cancel appointment. You can cancel the appointment up to 24 hours before the appointment. Within 24 hours, that cancel appointment button goes away. So you have to contact the product specialist or MA Web Center to manually delete the appointment. Does everyone understand that?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, how cool is this? Market America has an apprentice program, all right, for the unfranchised owners, and so does our Web Center program. We developed an internship at no additional cost for an apprentice as an intern for the Web Center. So for the people who are financially strapped, who are just evaluating our business model for the Web Center, we have the ability to have them come aboard as an intern. That's pretty cool, right? And it's very, very easy to set up. Here's the mindset. Okay, you might not have the capital or the funds, right, necessary to be able to afford everything to get started as an unfranchised owner. So we want to set you up as an intern. And we want to get you on track because we want to get you setting up a couple appointments that will lead to a couple sales so that we can position you to get you coming aboard as a Web Center owner and as an unfranchised owner. But at the same token, we also want you to become a business owner with Market America and build your business, not just with the Web Center, but to develop and create that ongoing residual income, right? So that's what the goal is that you want to do with your intern. You want to work with them, you know, to do this, to make it happen, okay? Just remember something. You're the one that's responsible for that intern. Any questions that are asked, for all intents and purposes, you're their boss. Okay? They don't have access to the technical support team like you do. They have a smaller version within your Web Center, and all they have access to is sales support with a product specialist when scheduling the appointment. That's it. Any other technical questions go through you. Everyone with me on that one. Okay? So remember, you're the mentor for them. Now, when you set up an intern, it's only good for 90 days. During the 90-day period of time, you can delete. You can delete the intern. You can have up to 4 interns at any given time. And the reason why you have up to 4 is because of the fact that that's kind of big for Market America, because that's all you can pretty much handle at that point. There's up to 4 people. Okay? Now, any retail profits generated because of your interns, because they set the appointments, has to be used to capitalize their unfranchised. And there might be some additional monies left over for profit. And you can go ahead and decide your business, do whatever you want, right? To decide how much profit. How many guests do we have in the audience again? Just a few of you? Okay. Here's the situation. I'm going to tell you right now. Two websites sell that $1,299, $1,300 each. They capitalize by $2,000. The cost to get started is about $1,000. The extra profit is about $1,000. Okay? So you have $2,000 left over after the sale that you can use for capitalizing your business. All right? And the cost of getting started in your own business is about $1,000. $500 to $1,500 to capitalize your own franchise business. All right? For the guests in the audience. The extra profit is $1,000. I know the screen says $200 to $800. But for the guests in the audience, I'll tell you right now, for the business owners, and hopefully they've joined you, we don't do, for the business owners out there, and even, obviously, as a guest, you're going to become a Web Center owner, we would strongly suggest to you that you don't have that kind of profit split at 200 and 800. That would be a 20-80 split that direction, giving the business, giving the intern an 80% profit margin. You guys understand that? That's huge. I would actually reverse it, best case scenario, even less than that. I'm just letting all of the sales. Here's the situation, guys. We don't have any interns working for us. We don't have any salespeople working for us. We do what you guys are doing right now. We get all the possible interns and the guests who are evaluating the business of the websites, get them into a training like today. Get them to learn about it, where you'll have a trainer to tell you the profit margins. The profit margins are $300, okay, to $2,700 on a website sale. That's the profit margin. Lisa and I tell our potential interns or guests the profit margins. Listen, on a website sale, you get a $300 to $2,700 markup. If you decide to be an intern or you decide to be a salesperson that works for us, you might get 10 or 20% of the sale. But if you decide to become a Web Center owner, you're going to get the whole enchilada. Which one would you prefer? The whole enchilada, exactly. Would you guys agree?
Yes.
Yes. You want the whole 100%? I would. Because it only takes, one website, you're in the black. How many other businesses do you know that one sale can put you in the black day one? It's unheard of.
It is unheard of having your own business that can generate a huge income. Guys, if you didn't hear, because some people came in a little bit late, Lisa and I generate at least $100,000 to $250,000 extra. That's gravy. On top of our ongoing residual income. Now that is only temporary income, but it's not bad temporary income, right? And that's only working part-time, scheduling like, oh gosh, like an hour for the appointment. You know, I need to set up like 25, 30 sales every single year extra. You know, you're just doing what you do anyhow. Does that make sense to everybody? It's great temporary income. There's people who are actually making this a profession. God bless them, someone, but don't forget the main thing's the main thing. So do what you want. Look, it is true. If I know a guest who's willing, who wants to be an intern, who's willing to become a web center owner and wants to be an unfranchise owner, we will give them the money, capitalize the business, and then give them more profit on top of it. Does that make sense? Remember, you're in control of the money. I just want to give them the whole thing and say, oh, you know what? I have a second thought. I didn't want to get started. So if you want to get started, not a problem. We'll put you into the business with some of the proceeds and we'll give you some leftover change to get started in your own business. That makes sense, everybody? It's a win-win for everybody along the way. Don't forget to keep the main thing the main thing, okay? So, as you can see behind me, the intern cannot use the product specialist with regards to technical support because you're in control, you're their mentor, you're their boss, all right? So, if you want them to come to this classroom, I draw incentives. Here's the deal, I call all my guests in the audience. If you come to the training, it's only going to cost you $35, Brett, to come to this training. And here's the deal. On your first website, say, I'll refund you $35. I'll get you this book. Buy this book. It's only $5. You can download it for free. When you buy it, it's bound, right, with staples, so it's nice and fancy. And it gives you all the information that Lisa covered you earlier. Sell your first website. I'll refund the $35, give you the $5 back, and we're all golden. So when you have to possibly lose on that. What you can do is you can set them up. You're going to activate their status as a web center prospect. Okay, you'll see that in a moment. I'll show you where you can do that, okay? So it's really simple, guys. Show them the business plan also. So for the guests in the audience, has anyone not seen the business plan yet? For the guests? So pretty much everyone's seen the business model. Oh, do you have it? Okay, so please get with the person who brought you here and let them show you the business plan model and show you how powerful it is that you can generate ongoing residual income. That's the income when you're not working, by the way, that you get paid, all right? So, it's free, costs absolutely nothing. In your web center, under customer managers, under contacts, when you click on it, here's all the contacts that you set up. So when you create a new one, there's a contact type, you say web center prospect. The moment you do that, it creates a username and password for your intern, all right? Remember, their website address is www.mawebcenter.com/ whatever their username and password is set up. So some people say, well, should the intern buy a domain name for himself? My answer is absolutely. They don't have to, but then they're going to www.mawebcenter.com/ whatever their username is. You guys understand? Doesn't sound professional. So what you want to do is do what I just said. Get them to buy their own domain name. Look, assume the sale. That's what it's all about. You're assuming the sale. Well, you're going to become a web center owner anyhow, so you might as well get a website name for yourself. Point to this for now, and then when you get your own web center, we'll just change the direction of where it's pointing to. Make sense? Yeah. So that's simple, and then you're good to go, and then they're off to the races. They have up to 90 days, and afterwards they get deleted off the system. You can cancel them off the system as well. Get them the marketing information. The code number for the web center is code number 6040. It's only $350 and you get 300 BD. That's the minimal amount of business one that you need to get started. So if you notice, it launches your entire website business. You can get this $350 value for free if you go to the international convention and pick it up, right? And then go take it and still get started with at least 300 BD, but at least now you got free product essentially that you can buy for yourself to use, and then you got a free web center on top of that. The sub kit is only $129.99. Don't forget to get your next ticket to the World Conference. By the way, if you can't make it, for everybody in the audience, if for some strange reason you can't, if one of your business partners or yourself can't make it to the international convention, please make sure you get to your business partners, to someone who is going, give them $200, at least $200, if not $600, you know, to buy the World Conference tickets, because they're going to get sold out for 2011, all right? Local seminar training as well. So this is the Web Center Intern Program. Do you guys like it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. I love it. What do they have to lose? It's like a win-win for everyone. It doesn't cost them anything.
All right? So just another way that they want to add value to your web center business that you can go ahead and do it. Now, on top of that, we have the design center. We talked about it earlier this morning. They bridge the gap of closing with what you could do. You're not getting additional markup or an additional BB on any work done by the design center. Hopefully this makes sense to why. If you were the car salesman at a dealership of a, let's say, Honda or Toyota, would it make sense to you that after you sold the car, you would want to recommend your service department to service the car, right? But when they get the car service from the service department, it's not like you as a salesperson at Toyota or Honda get paid for doing that, right? But you want to what? Promote your own company. So likewise here, the design center, if you remember, the design center team was set to be put in place to close, to bridge the gap, to be able to finish the site where you couldn't. That's why they do it at such a low fall cost, because there's no additional markup where it's built in for you guys or any extra BD that you earn. Does that make sense, you guys? Okay, now, there's different design center options, okay? It's already on MAWC 411, it's in your notes, so don't worry about it, and the prices might even change. You got a starter package, one page. You got a silver package, five pages. The gold package is $649. Do you guys understand why we use the gold instead of the silver? For only an extra $100. You get double the amount of information put on the website. And then, of course, the platinum is somebody has e-commerce. And then you got the platinum plus, which has data and the 10 items. I know it's only an extra $100. And you say, for $100, you only get 10 extra items. Guys, in e-commerce, there's like 30, 40 different categories and descriptions for an item, barcode, manufacturer, price. Listen, sale price, whatever happens. There's so many things. I know how to do it, and it's very time consuming to set up that e-commerce each thing. It's easy, but it's just tedious, right? So it's worth it, well worth it. Now, at the same time, it's a la carte. They can even do custom logos, okay, that they want. They can add more product catalogs. They can even add additional pages if you'd like along the way, and they even have the custom flash. Remember, I told you, normally it costs $75 to $250 a second. We only charge $299 for 10 seconds. So that's only like $29. That's already like less than half, right? So at the same time, the packages can either be purchased at the time of the website sale or afterwards if the customer changed their mind about it. Okay, so for the sake of argument, if a site without a design center package costs $1,500, we take the wholesale cost out, roughly $249. We take out the cash and miscellaneous fees, the credit card fees, and then you're left with a profit of over $1,200. It's pretty cool, right? If a sales package costs $24.99 and you have a gold package in there, you subtract out the $6.9, of course you gotta take out the price of the website, and the miscellaneous fees, you're left with a profit margin of over $1,500. All this, guys, is less. Don't worry, I'm going to wake you up in a second. You still get over $1,500. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
See, this is what I was trying to explain to you guys. You got to get excited about what you do. Because of the fact that, that's what actually is key. You get monotone and people are, you're mulling the crowd. So let me put the whole picture together for you guys as we move forward. You need to feel a little bit excited about the crowd, and you can say, that's the driving I'm accustomed to. Okay, I apologize to guests who have not seen this over the weekend. Here's the situation, guys. Check this out. Can everyone get an appointment? Yes or no?
Yes!
Fantastic. So after we get the appointment, this is what happened. You went to the sales calendar ahead of time to see what slots were available. And then afterwards, when you're out and about, if you're on the phone, obviously you're in front of the calendar. But if you're out and about, you already have what sales appointments are available. And then you're going to dialogue with your customer, get some information about it, and then go back to your office and then key it in. If you have any challenges scheduling, then you're going to call your customer and reschedule right then and there. Is everyone with me on this one?
Yes.
Good. All right. Check this out. You set up the demo. You can either use an existing site or a new site. Meaning, if you build it ahead of time, you just place it right into the sales appointment wizard. Because it'll let you pick an existing website that you set up. Something has to be set up so they can demo it. Does that make sense? By the way, question from the audience always comes up. Well, what if the industry of the website that I want to demo is not available? Pick the closest thing. That will happen. Okay? As an example, at one time, a couple years ago, there were no dry cleaners. So the idea is you just pick something that has a service-based industry on it, right? If you know somebody wants a product catalog and there's nothing, that industry doesn't exist, that's okay. Pick a gift shop or something that sells products. Is everyone with me on this one? Okay? Obviously, they're going to be going with a design center package at that point. right? Because we have to customize it. But there are a lot of industries that are out there, like the bridal and some of our stuff that's already 80-90%. We've had customers say, you know what, I love that. And they'll buy it right off the shelf without it, with no design center packages, because they're happy with it. They want to swap out a couple pictures, change the number of years in the business, add a little bit more contact information. They're off the range. They don't understand that. Okay, so follow me on this. You set up the website demo. On the day of the, okay, so 24 hours out, if your appointment's in the afternoon, you're going to need to call that morning or the day before to confirm the appointment with your customer, right? Although I just want to confirm that we have a website demo, one of our product specialists is going to be getting in touch with you, and either you're going to be on site or you'll be on the phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, if it's in the morning, then you're going to call the day before, obviously, to confirm. Now, on the day of the demo, 10 minutes before the day of the demo, they're going to contact you first. They're going to dialogue with you, and here's what you need to do. When you get on the phone with them, because they might be running late at the same time, if they are, you need to contact sales support and then say, listen, I have an appointment at 3 o'clock and it's like 2:55. So this way they'll get that person on to you. Sometimes they're running late. So within 10 minutes, normally they call you, all right? When they call you, please ask them if they got an opportunity to read through the Cliffs notes, right, the notes. If they said no, then give them the Cliffs notes version of the Cliffs notes version. Because you got minutes, right? You only got a couple minutes before your demo goes live. So what happens at that point is you're going to say, oh, you didn't get a chance to read it. Well, you know what? They want multiple maps, different locations. They're looking for a product catalog, favorite color screen, whatever. Make sense? I think they can afford it. So now the product specialist would do the three-way with your business owner. The business owner is going to get on the phone. The product specialists are going to give the business owner all the information, the username, the password, everything. Does that make sense, everyone? If you're on site, just print that email out for yourself. The product specialists are still going to give it to the business owner because they're the one driving the website and mouse, right? So in case they don't type it in right, you have the email right that's been handed to the business owner when the product specialist starts to talk. Now check this out. The product specialists throughout the entire demo are going to walk the business owner through, okay, everything, all the features and the benefits about the website. And on top of that, they're going to answer any objections, and then throughout the entire demo, they're going to close, all the way through. And then they're going to ask for the money at the end, because they're going to ask for the sale, get the money, and then close the deal for you. You get 100% of it, less $250 in credit card fees. How cool is that?
Awesome.
You're not excited yet. It's going to get better. If you didn't catch what my wife said in the morning, they close at the rate of 49.8% of the time. That is really high for the, if you're in sales in the audience, that's a pretty good closing ratio. And here's the best part. If they don't close on the first time, they'll do what we do worst, which is what?
Ah.
You already know the answer. They'll follow up for us. How cool is that? And if you understand the fact that they get paid on the number of sites they close, thanks for the clap, hold the clap a second. They get paid on the number of sites they close, right? So they can't depend on you to be there. So they're going to follow up with or without you. When they close again, they have to follow, so you've got to hear what they say, all right? But if they have to close the second time, because they have to follow the second time, the closing ratio goes to 70%+, which is incredible for a follow-up. You guys understand that? Now, after they close the deal, it gets even better. If the customer had a walk-away sale with you, they don't want a design center package, then what will happen at that juncture of time is it's okay, they're off the races. The customer can what? They can start making changes to the website. They say, own it outright. You guys understand that? If there's a design center package afterwards attached to it, then the design center team, project manager, will get an email back sent to the business owner, and then they have a relationship because they're going to pick up a project manager from the design center team to start working with the business owner to collect the data so that they can set up the website. How cool is that? Now, it gets better. You guys are asking me about the price. What about that $18.99, $24.99? How wonderful is this? During the website call, okay, if the product specialists figure out that you put $18.99, no product catalog, stuff, full package, if they figure out during the call that the customer wanted e-commerce, on the fly, in the background, without you knowing it, they're going to change the price to $24.99.
Wow.
So anyhow, if you want e-commerce for $24.99, and then you find out during the
the call that the customer didn't want a website with an e-commerce on it, they'll change the price on the fly, you guys. You don't even have to worry about it. They will adjust the price accordingly, because if you screwed up, not on purpose, but if you screwed up, okay, they will change everything. They do everything for you. Take the information we gave you today to become the professional appointment seller. The fact that you can send appointment slides, this can change people's lives and economic and financial situations in their home. It is absolutely amazing, because $1,000 a month can change your life. And it can, you only need 300 to stay away from bankruptcy. Been there, done that, 89, okay? So the idea is you only need 300. This is like $1,000 at a clip. Anyway, needless to say, I hope that got you excited. So as I told you before, at the Design Center, do you like that?
Yeah!
The Design Center package is sold. The client is going to get contacted by the products, by the project management team. You're out of the loop. Now, you do want to coach them along a little bit, because it takes normally anywhere from 6 weeks to 4 weeks to set up a website. Generally speaking, the reason why it takes so long is we're waiting on the customer, not the Design Center team, because they don't get the information quick enough. So we just need you to just pry them along a little, just to, you know, every now and then, at least we'll go over the time span for you on the website customer to get the information over to the Design Center team. During that time, by the way, when the package is being done, they will lock out the website. They used to keep it open, which means you can make changes on the website if you want, and you can create pages on the fly. But follow me, after the site is built in our solution, they slam and overlay whatever's there. Make sense?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Fuel. So now they lock it out and say, okay, you need to wait, be patient. So we create the thing. Now, you as a customer turn around, you know what? I bought it, I didn't buy a package, but you know what? I found out 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, I didn't do anything to the website, and I changed my mind, you know what? I think I need the Design Center team. Can you do that? Absolutely. You could buy the starter packages and all those packages a la carte after the fact, and just add that cost in afterwards. Pretty neat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I got the Design Center team to do it. They created 15 pages for me. I want to do a couple more pages. I understand I can do it for free, but I still don't have the time. I have nobody in the office. Can you do it for me? Absolutely. It's only a la carte. But it's only $199 a page. This is where, I know my wife doesn't want to say this, but this is where we jump in and say, listen, if you just want to add a page, I'll just click add a page. It's that easy, okay? So, I mean, really, it's that easy. You just pick where you're going from, right? Now, the reason why they're doing this is to keep the retention with the client. Okay, because we want to make our clients happy. And that's why we have the Design Center team there for you. The way we get paid is really simple. When they use the credit card to make the purchase, by the way, there's no cash outlay to you. All right? At all. They collect the money for you. The money gets deposited into MA Web Centers. We give them 10 days right to rescind. Most businesses only get 3. We give them 10 days right to rescind, and then afterwards the money gets deposited in MA Web Centers, then it goes to Market America, and Market America cuts you a check. That's how it works. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks. Okay? If they do a down payment, they have to put down at least $299 plus the cost of any specialty work. Okay, so any package work, if they spent $649 for gold, they have to do $299 plus the minimum, right? The minimum plus $649. You have to pay for the, you know, customized work up front. But it's really simple. The rest of it is divided into 3 equal payments. It's really simple. When they get paid, you get paid. When they get paid, you get paid. When they get paid, you get paid. Okay? So if you have an intern out there, I would not necessarily pay them yet until you get the entire website collect all the money. And this could probably be a 3-month delay. Now, the authorization form comes out. This is what, you know, the client will get. You'll get it. Please print that out. Make sure they fill it out. Put the credit card underneath and scribble it with a crayon or a pencil to get it imprinted on, and make sure you get the original back. And if it's done on the phone, just tell them what to do at the same time, your choice, all right? By the way, you want to let them know that to prevent chargebacks, a chargeback is nothing more, okay, guys, than the fact that you don't recognize something on the credit card statement. And to prevent that, you want to let them, it says it on the thing anyhow, the 5 specialists will let them know. It says it on the authorization form. You want to let them know that they're going to get billed after the site is sold. Just a reminder that it's going to come under MA Web Centers, Lovely, and Lovely.
okay? Just so they're aware of it. Because we had that situation live where the guy went to cancel the thing and said, oh, I don't recognize it, I don't want to pay for it on my credit card. He thought his wife bought something from Las Vegas, not realizing that it was the website that he purchased. Make sense, everyone? So you just want to kind of let him know that. Right now, on an e-check, it takes a little bit longer, an extra week because of non-sufficient funds. That's all. Okay? Now, they have different authorization forms for e-check because we need your permission to draw the $50 a month, you know, every single month because it's a bank statement. Now, here's the situation, guys. For credit card sales, if you're on your OpenMes, the BD posts that day up to midnight. All right? However, if it's an e-check, the BD will not post until 8 days later. So please do not count on a 225 DV sale on a Friday because it won't count for 8 more days. Does that make sense, everybody? We will not post, physically post until 8 days later. So just want to do that. Just want to make sure you don't count on it. Now, should I use that DV in my reoccurring 25 to satisfy what we call my monthly accrual options, which would be 50, 100, or 150 DV, right, on every single month that we're drawing on my 001? The answer is no, I wouldn't recommend it. Because I'm sure you guys would agree, when you have a credit card or you have an e-check, you can have non-sufficient funds, but generally speaking, you might have a credit card that expires, right? Mm-hmm. So you do not want to depend on, as you're accruing your monthly BV, your BV on a monthly, weekly basis, that all of a sudden have a credit card bounce for a customer, the next thing you know, you're going to red flush because of it. Because you didn't satisfy the monthly accrual option. Not a good thing, all right? I'd sit underneath if I were you. All right? At the same time, a global web center. What's this all about? We told you in the morning. You can do business in other countries. And it's really, really simple on the way they set it up for you. Okay? It's really simple that you just have to set up your global distributor agreement with Mark America in another country. And then what you have is, since it costs you absolutely little or nothing, as long as you have a global, as long as you have a web center in the US, you can just set up your web center right here. Okay? Under the web center, and this is what comes up, and you just want to set up all the default settings for that particular country. So if you have a global agreement with North America, for Australia, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, it gives you the ability that you'll see in your web center to open up a global web center. You'll see a different drop-down menu that this screen will appear so that you can set up your default in your other country. Right, where do you want the Taiwan DB chip? You know I'm understanding this? Okay, where do I want the default DB and where do I want my pricing to be for that particular country? Now please understand this, all right? You can change this on the fly if you want, and you can change each individual one. And what's going to happen is that you can change the DB, you can have different default DB placements depending on what country you're dealing with at the same time. Now, the way you get paid is really simple. When they cut you the check in Taiwan for whatever the sale is, there's a conversion. Right now, if I'm correct, Taiwan's conversion rate is about 33 to 1. So what will happen is the conversion rate will get converted from Taiwan to US dollars, and then you'll get mailed a US check based on the conversions. I don't understand that. Okay, so here you go. You're a US, you sell a website in Taiwan, you get paid for retail profit, adjust the exchange rate, and get a commission check in the mail in US with whatever the US dollars are. Okay? So that's how it works for that. Really easy if you want, if you're interested. Is anyone ever tried interested in global web centers?
Yes.
Are you guys currently participating in building in Taiwan and Hong Kong and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay, not yet. You might want to hold off on that just temporarily because the global, remember, it's another subscription fee for the global countries. Now, if you've got a market out there already and you know and you have customers, go for it. Okay? But you might want to hold off on that temporarily and you start doing it. So this gives you an opportunity to leverage your web center in other countries, is basically what the slides are saying to you. Now, we've covered a lot of things. We covered the handshake, right?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, someone told me they were asking me a question about man and woman. That's why we put this cocky arm right here. Because it's sometimes uncomfortable. Lisa started laughing at me one time. She was teaching me how to take this, you know, learn to be like you guys. I got to the point, I forgot the cock part. And this is the stupidest thing. I did, it was a big duh until after the fact. We used to walk into furniture stores and we are the customers. Listen, you know, we are the customers. I used to walk up to the salesperson and go, hey, Seth, how you doing? My name is Yardley. Lisa goes, what are you doing? I'm shaking her hand, getting a note. She goes, you're the customer. You're not supposed to shake a stranger's hand when they're the salesperson like that. She goes, don't do that next time. It's embarrassing. She's like, you're embarrassing me. But here's the business card. Let's go over this, all right? How many people have business cards? How many people have business cards for their website or web center? You might want to consider. Thank you. Now, the reason why you want to consider is
We want to focus on the website business by itself. Remember, jack of all, master of none is not good in this. You're asking for a $1,000 profit. You do not want them to know that you sell OPC3 and make a $17 profit. Because they won't know. Because then they'll consider you a jack of all, master of none. So you probably want your own business card for your business, which would be your web center program. Now, how many people are the CEO and president of their company on the business card? Some of you. Okay, that's all right. Something wrong with that. Lisa and I are neither the president or the CEO of our company. And the reason's really simple, okay? She's the vice president of business development. I thought that was still too high. I dropped myself down to director. And the reason for it is really simple. Remember we were talking about the pricing structure? And we were coming down to $9.99? Okay? Or for that matter, any price for the website. What will happen is this. If the product specialists are doing the demo and then they have to turn to you to get to the price to go lower, or you just happen to have that dialogue with the individual, the challenge that comes up, ladies and gentlemen, is if you're the president CEO, there's no one else to turn to get the price. Hello? There's no one. So that's why Lisa and I are neither the president CEO. It gives Lisa an excuse to walk outside, talk to herself, decide what price to come in and come back in. So she can say, talk to my, you know what I mean? She can talk to herself, talk to her senior business partner or whatever, or president, CEO, or whatever, senior partner, to decide what price she wants to decide. If you're the president CEO, you have to decide on the spot because you're the president CEO. Hello. I felt, personally speaking, that the vice president, who do you have left to report to? If you're a vice president, you can't make a little simple little money decision. So that's why I devoted myself down to the director. I still need to talk to my senior business advisor. So I'll go outside and call my wife. And then she'll come up with my But it's true! Now, let's give you a couple extra pointers. I saw some of your business cards. And I know it might be Market American, it might be your website business, it might be your health and nutrition business. I saw you guys use your Gmail, your Yahoo, your GoNowMail, whatever the case may be. GoNow might be acceptable for them franchise, but let me share something with you. Your business, do whatever you want. Which one sounds more professional to you? You guys have a huge company of how many employees?
100.
And how many sites have you sold?
1,000.
Okay. How long have you been in business?
10 years.
So let's get something straight. Does anybody work for a big company out there? Work for a company like IBM, whatever. And what company? A bank. What's the bank? One West Bank. Okay, so we got Nicole working for One West Bank. She has a business card from One West Bank. Follow the logic of this. She has a business card from One West Bank. And her email and her phone number is her cell phone, her business contact, and her email address is Yahoo. Does that sound like a big company to you?
No.
When was the last time IBM let you use your personal email on a business card that says IBM? I don't think so. So my recommendation to you is, since you get the free mail server too when you go and get your domain name, is to have, that's why our business card is Yardley and Lisa at what, Yardley or Lisa at YLWconsulting.com, because it sounds more professional. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not going to point any fingers on whose business cards I collected throughout the entire weekend and I had your Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, whatever. But you might want to consider changing that, especially if you're selling franchise, this is just GoNowMail now, right? Don't you? So the idea is simple. And then you buy a domain name for yourself to point to your website anyhow, right, your web portal, so you go ahead and do that. So do whatever you want. And by the way, there is a way, and it's really nice to know, that there's a way to receive and get business cards, and a lot of you already know that. Nicole, can I borrow you up here really quick? When you hand someone a business card, right, you normally, and a lot of people already hand it, you hand it with two hands. When you receive it with two hands. Have you guys ever gotten a business card, you know, when you exchange business cards, and you're like, thank you?
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
Get the business card, and take it, and just put it right in the pocket, purse, whatever. They don't even look at it. That's almost like an insult in Japanese management. When you get it, guys, look at it. And then you go ahead and receive and hold it itself. And by the way, when you give the business card, you want to make sure they're ready to receive it. You don't want to just like let go. You just want to like hold on to it just a tad. Make sure it's like, you know, Nicole, this is my business card. And you know, feel free to take it and go ahead and keep it. You guys understand that? So we just want to give you the etiquette on that. Guys, I'm telling you, I know you think it's silly. And I think you guys lack a little bit of that. Let me ask you a better question. Did the handshake help you a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. The business card is the difference between great and excellent. Thank you for my wife on that one. Anyway, I'm done for now, guys. I'm bringing my wife back up.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
now you know what we already learned from. Did you good?
Yes!
Okay, it's only taken me 11 years. So we talked about a lot of stuff, but I want to do a quick recap on some of the things we talked about, okay? First off, I want you to tell me what businesses need a website. Give me an industry. Give me industries that need websites.
Floral.
Anyone that's selling something, retail sales. What features and benefits do we have in our solution to help them?
E-commerce.
They can take orders. Okay, they can take orders. What else?
Customization.
They can customize it. They can make changes. What? CRM is customer relationship management. It actually is on e-commerce where they can see if someone, listen to this, our e-commerce, they can see if a customer is online while they're looking at the site. They can also see if somebody put something in the shopping cart and abandoned the cart, didn't buy it. If they filled out the stuff and abandoned the cart, our software can tell them that they left it in the cart. And they can actually follow up with those customers to close those sales. You think some people would like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, why else would a retail store want a website?
More customers.
Unlimited bandwidth. They can have a lot of traffic and everything else, right? What else would be? How about making promotions or sales? They can keep it updated currently. That's a business that would need to make changes. Give me some businesses that probably want to make changes frequently. Restaurants. What would they change?
Menus.
Right? Specials. Holidays. Right? What else can a restaurant put on a website? Happy hour. Happy hour. What else? Special, I heard. What else?
Coupon.
Okay, they're saying companies that do sporting events, right? Concerts, games, bars that have different people coming in doing entertainment, musicians and things like that might want to change it, right? What other businesses would want to make changes?
Online bookstore.
Car dealership. What was it?
Online bookstore.
Online bookstore. Maybe they want to do the book of the month or any kind of thing like that, right? What else?
Car rental.
Car rental services. They might be interested in being online. What else? Let me change it. Realtors. Different listings, promotions, showing what they've sold, sending out emails to everybody, collecting emails from everybody. What else? Accountants keeping up the legal changes, keeping up maybe for tax season, saving time. Think about this now. What businesses can save time by having a website? Accountants during tax seasons, aren't there things they want from you? And they have to sometimes send you forms? What if those forms were on the internet and they could just have all their customers download the form instead of having to fax and stuff and call them and send them stuff and email, right? Any company's always emailing people stuff that can be put online to save them time, right? So think about what business would actually benefit from having more information online.
Insurance.
Insurance, why? Tons of forms for insurance. Maybe to tell all the different companies that they're an aggregator of all the different people that they offer from Allstate, Progressive, all the different companies they're dealing with. What else would insurance company want to do online? Maybe they want to make quotes, price quotes, get people's information so they can give back to them with price quotes. That is the number one reason why an insurance company wants to be online, by the way. They want to get people's information for quotes. So. Fashion, because I'm changing my shoes all day. Yeah, fashion boutique, because they need shoes. Because they want to have different specials and promotions. What other businesses would want to have more information online to service their customers better? Schools. They want to have different days for holidays to get the teachers, get the parents information, right? What other businesses might want to be able to have more information online?
Doctors.
What? Doctors. Why would a doctor want to be online? Now, I'm happy somebody just said that. Somebody said make an appointment. That would not be correct. They can do requests for information, but you would never, they wouldn't make an appointment. Why? Knowing the industry is as HIPAA was, and they can't go out and disclose certain things because of other things. They wouldn't do that online. But they can have requests online for information. They can have all their insurance companies that they accept the insurance for. You know, because that's the number one call the doctors get. What insurance do you accept? If they're not coming from a network. So that would save the administration time, right? And if their administrative is saving time, what does that save the doctor? Money. So you want to think about how to save money. That's how I want you thinking of all these businesses. When you go into them, how is the website going to help increase their business? How is it going to improve the quality of customer care? How is it going to get them more? How is it going to get them more business? Possibly referrals. Anything. Save time. Save money. Increase revenue. Reduce operating expenses. Right. So you want to think about that all the time when you go to the businesses. You're going to put down at least three businesses that you want to go after, and look for the layouts we already have, so you know where to target. That you already have a layout. The question is going to be, well, you know what? I want to go after cleaners, and we don't have a website for cleaners. Well, don't worry about it. What you are selling is an appointment to show them the functionality of our web solution. It's not necessarily a finished website at that point. We did the appointment for an allergist because when I moved out to New Jersey, I found out I'm allergic to everything in the air called breathing. From Long Island, maybe it wasn't as bad. I was in Queens, I went to Long Island, so I went from cement to trees, to more trees, and we have 5 acres of trees. I can't even open my window, it's so bad with the pollen sometimes. I ended up at the allergist, didn't know what was going on. I found out they were always answering phones, and the one question they had besides insurance was, how do you get there? Directions. Do you know how many businesses can save time if they didn't have to keep giving people directions? And they just told me, go to the site, print out the directions, right? Put in the thing with the Google Maps, and then guess what happens when they're at the site? They also find out all the other services the business offers that they might not have ever heard of. Would that help them? Sure it would, right? But I found out by going there and being there, but I went and did this, I got the demo for them, and at the time, we didn't have a site for allergies, believe it or not. I did the demo with a horse site for an allergist, and sold it, okay? Because it wasn't about the site, it was about the functionality that they can make changes, they can make it anything they want, they can keep it up to date, they can have all the doctor's information, they can put their hours there, the insurance, right? So that's how, don't worry about if you don't have the layout. You're not making changes, you're selling the appointment to show the functionality of our software for what it can do for them, okay? Is everybody on board with that? Because that is another concern we'll have. Okay, the other thing is when you keep, you're gonna leave messages for people, I want everybody to know how to answer the phone, okay? You're gonna answer the phone. If you leave a message for people, I told you to call them up, leave a message, leave your name and what?
Phone number,
just the phone number. But this is what you're gonna do when they call back, I want you to know how to answer the phone. You're going to say this, every time you answer the phone, I don't care what time of the day it is, we have a 9-to-9 rule in our home, in our office. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., we answer the phone the same way. Well, hello, this is Lisa. Because I'm always like kind of ready for a volley. So no matter, and know what it does to me? It puts me in the mode of I'm in business. I'm not like, hi, you know, I'm in business. Hello, this is Lisa. Yardley answers, hello, this is Yardley. Sunday, it's so funny, Sunday, it's like 11 o'clock at night, somebody called, I'm like, who's calling 11? Yardley goes, hello, this is Yardley. I'm like, honey, you didn't have to do that. It's 11 o'clock at night on Sunday. We're so conditioned, that's how we answer the phone. You're going to answer the phone, hello, with your name, and this is what you do. When they say who it is, chances are people calling you are the business owners. I want you to know what to say. You're going to say, when they say who it is, you're going to say, you know, hello, this is your name, right? I say to them, they say, I'm calling from XYZ company. This is how I start. I'm so happy you called. Now, I'm really saying that because I have no idea who they are. I just called 20 other companies. I'm trying to remember. They probably call me back the next day. Don't even remember who I called. I'm scrambling. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm so happy you called. I'm trying to figure it out. And they go, this. The reason I called you was, same as what I told you before. I was looking for your business on the internet and I couldn't find your website. We work with businesses like yours to help you leverage your advertising. Are you the business owner? Yes or no? I said, the reason I'd like to put together a free demo for you to evaluate, no cost or obligation. Same exact thing I shared with you before. I get right into the volley. I'm ready to go tell them why I called. Okay? So I just want to let you know that so that we don't miss that. I have all these little notes, so I don't want to miss a thing here. Because my success is based on you what? Your success. You need to go out and sell appointments and sell websites. So I want to say, who's here going to be successful? Yeah. Yay! Yay. We're all going to be, oh, okay. Okay, so here's what happens. You go ahead and you're going to actually make the sale, right? Okay. You're going to go out and you're going to be talking to so many people. There's one other thing that's going to happen. You're going to meet people that need some of the products we have, but you're not allowed to talk to them about them. We went in and someone tried to a plumber, and the woman had a brace on her hand. She had carpal tunnel. I said, what's the brace? She's carpal tunnel. My partner over there, she's very new, doesn't know what she's doing. She's ready to sell OPC. I'm kicking her because she's in range. She said, stop, don't say anything. So I turned around and said, oh, if there was something that would help me, would you be interested? She said, yes. I said, you know what? My mother had carpal tunnel. She found this product that helped her. I'll have her call you. Does everybody here have a partner?
Yes.
Somebody introduced you to the business, right? You know what? Leverage your partners. If you have a choice between making $1,000 and 17, which do you want? $1,000, right? Use your partners to go in there for the other products and leverage them. Don't turn around and say, oh, and we have 10 products, and we have this, and we have this, and we have this, and we have this. Not yet. Be the professional when it comes to someone giving you a lot of money, and $1,000 a lot of money for some businesses. You need to just be about the professional for website solutions at that moment, okay? And then you can leverage a team to go in there. So I said, Mom. And I let Mom make $17. I got the DV. She's happy. I'm happy. Yay! Right? Because we don't want to lose that credibility there. So please don't try to offer everything. As you build a relationship with these businesses, here's what I want you to do. Anybody who is selling a product that you sold an e-commerce solution to, they're going to actually go on another list to start talking to them about the partner store to get onto the program and become an affiliate, right? Chances are their e-commerce, it's going to take them a couple months to get the site where they want, so don't go throwing it up right away. Know it's a future to follow up, and then say, by the way, we have a way for you to make even more money with other stores that can complement your services if you'd be interested. They become a prospect for the business. You see the timing? We're just dripping on them. We don't want to just throw up on them right away. You just want to gradually give them information and keep following up and following through. Everybody can do that, right? I love that woman back there. She's smart. She knows who it is. She's smiling. You're good. Okay? See, we got that covered. Here's the other thing. I want you to write down our email, Lisa, because you can tell Lisa you did it already. L-I-S-A. At ylwconsulting.com. That's Y as in Yardley, L as in Lisa, W as in Wang, consulting, consulting.com. I want you guys to email me on your first appointment. I want to know you got your first appointment. I want you to email me when you get your first sale. I want to hear you when you get your second sale. I want to hear you when you get your third sale. I want you guys to let me know how you're doing, okay? So I want to hear how you're doing. I want to hear, I got my first appointment. I got my first sale, right? I want to go through that, okay? Here's the other thing. Everybody I ask you to sell the minimum, how many sites this year, minimum?
Four.
Right? Well, I'd like you to sell these 12, right? Four. But I'll let you know that the Web Center Challenge asks you to go for, I think it's 5 or 6 sites. If you need to sell 6, and you need to get 1 new business partner. Does everybody think they know somebody who'd be interested in offering a solution and making some money? Right? Here's the best thing about the Web Center Challenge. It doesn't even have to be for the website business. They might get started if they're interested in motives or just the whole business or nutrition. Just expanding your business with your business partner. How many people here are willing to commit to go for the next Web Center Challenge? That means by World Conference in Miami, you're going to be on stage with us selling the website. Look at your peers while holding them accountable. Look at the end here. I want to see you to be on stage.
Are you?
Okay. And it starts next Saturday. Listen, next Saturday is the start of the time you need to do. You'll have 6 months. Got one site a month. You hit it. Get a new partner. You'll be on stage with us. Get VIP seating at the convention. Ooh, that alone is worth it. 25,000 people up to the upfront, right? So I'll tell you how to do that. And here's the best thing I want you to know. Okay, stay with me. I have bragging rights. 80% of the people that have achieved the challenge to this date have been trained by Yardley and I. And one more. 90% of the trainers for the the website solution were trained by Yara Zainab. So it's not that I can do it, I know you can do it. Because we have other people doing it. So prove us right by going out and doing it. Now let's talk about a couple more quick things. One is that we reviewed the benefits of the site, the design package. Once the design package is sold, I just want to make sure you understand something. The company does not call your customer. The product specialist will tell them they need to fill out the design wizard, which will be their wish list of things they want. Very simple. It's like, you know, it takes them through a whole standard of what kind of layout do you like, what colors do you like, what this do you like. Very simple. They have to fill out the design wizard, then they get assigned a project manager. Okay? So your job, as Yardley was sharing in the follow-up, is to make sure that they actually go ahead and fill out the design wizard. All right? So I want you to follow up with that. The other thing is that I want you to also get this book, the market, or download it. I don't care what you do. Get the book. And I want you to read it. Can everybody do that?
Yes.
Okay. The reason why is because when I asked you why certain businesses should actually benefit from it, you know they have hundreds of businesses here, and they talk about what they would benefit from and what they'd want to market. Gives you ideas of what's already there, from cleaners, communication companies, computer companies, landfill companies, clothing companies, maybe companies you never think of. Places that sell bathroom fixtures, animal services. They'll also talk about the follow-up process as well as overcoming objections and everything else. So I want you to read the book as well, okay? So you can get that. Also, get familiar with the features and benefits document, because those will be overcoming all the objections. They'll help you with answering questions like some of you did up here. How are you measuring your advertising? What tool do we have to help them? What tool and features and benefits tell them that? Early this morning, Yardley shared with you that some of the things that we have. What can we measure? Statistics. So we have a statistics where we can measure who came to the site, what they looked at, what page they looked at, what words they put in to find them, okay? We can measure all that. So we want to get familiar with that. What can we help people with for directions?
Google Maps.
What can we help businesses for with requests? Forms. So that people can fill out a form or something, right? So we want to, and if somebody wants to sell something, what do we offer? E-commerce to be able to do that. Now we also have a brochure tool. The brochure tool is great if the business is interested in selling products. If the business is looking for a website as an information site, I don't like to leave that. I would prefer to just give them my business card. Okay, that's my calling card and that's sufficient. The support hours, Eastern Standard Time is what we're looking at, so you got to change it by 3 hours here. The customer care as well. And here's the website we talked about, MAWC411. That should be one of your favorite sites for references. They have downloads and archives and audios and everything else to learn more about it. And we also have MA Web Center and MASamples.com. I have one more website for you to write down. The website is literally the site that they use for their e-commerce demos. And it's called e40demo.com. e40demo.com. That site you might want to go to because you'll start seeing what our e-commerce can do from comparison. They can compare different products. They can create wish lists. They can use different reviews. It's really great and extensive of what they're getting with their solutions. You can get familiar with that there, okay? You can do that. Now let's wrap it up on everything that we've done today. Then I have my last one. We talked about three different methods of doing, from basic approach, where you go about doing what you do every single day, and saying what to business owners?
Hello.
And then after we have a small conversation, we can say what?
How's your
website doing, right? And if they say good, you say?
Great.
If they say terrible, you say?
Really.
If they don't have one?
No kidding.
Okay, and then you let them know that you're working with a company, right?
Yes.
That specializes in helping businesses like them. And what are we going to offer them?
An appointment.
An appointment to do what? A free
demo.
Free demonstration. And we're going to put together an entire package for them to evaluate, and of course, their obligation. We're asking for how much time?
1 hour.
How many sites have you sold?
Thousands.
Good. And then when we get that appointment, we're going to confirm when?
24 hours
ahead of time. And you're going to show up on time?
15 minutes
early. And if you're not on, if you're not going to be there, you'll be on the phone, right? And if even if you're not on the phone, will they do the call for you?
Yes.
Yes, they will. And they'll also follow up for you. You go ahead, the demo is done. The customer needs to have what for that demonstration? Internet access, the phone, right? And they have to be on the phone and the internet at the same time, right? And they need to have who there? Decision makers, everyone. Here's another little nugget for you. Whoever touches the mouse buys the website. Should you ever be navigating the mouse?
No.
Had a customer turned around, I'm doing a demo. He goes, Lisa, you do it, it's okay. I'm like, no, you do it. He goes, no, you do it. So I did it. Did I sell the site?
No.
He goes, well, you can do it, you're a computer person. I'm like, ha! Do not touch the mouse. They need to see how easy it is. Okay, so you do not touch it. If they need somebody to touch it, find someone in their office that can touch the mouse. So serious here. Very serious, okay, so don't touch the mouse. And then what it is that when you, if it's a bunch of your people that you already know or people you do business with, we sold